Ezekiel chapter 45. And when ye shall divide by lot the land for an inheritance, ye shall offer a heave offering unto Jehovah, a holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 25,000 cubits, and the breadth 10,000. This shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. Of this shall there be for the sanctuary 500 reeds by 500, square round about, and 50 cubits round about for the suburbs thereof. And of this measure shalt thou measure the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the sanctuary, the holy of holies. This is the holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priests who do the service of the sanctuary, who draw near to serve Jehovah, and it shall be a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. And a space of 25,000 in length and 10,000 in breadth shall the Levites who do the service of the house have for themselves, for a possession, for their habitations. And ye shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 in breadth and 25,000 in length alongside of the holy heave offering. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And the prince shall have his portion on the one side and on the other side of the holy heave offering, and of the possession of the city over against the holy heave offering, and over against the possession of the city from the west side westward, and from the east side eastward, and in length answering to one of the portions of the tribes from the west border unto the east border. As land shall it be his for a possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, but they shall give the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, let it suffice you, princes of Israel, put away violence and spoil, and execute judgment and justice. Take off your exactions from my people, saith the Lord Jehovah. Ye shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of one measure, so that the bath may contain the tenth part of a homer, and the ephah the tenth part of a homer. The measure thereof shall be according to the homer. And the shekel shall be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels, shall be your money. This is the heave offering which ye shall offer, the sixth part of an ephah of a homer of wheat, and ye shall give the sixth part of an ephah out of a homer of barley, and the set portion of oil, by the bath of oil, the tenth part of a bath out of a kor, which is a homer of 10 baths, for 10 baths are a homer. And one lamb out of the flock, out of 200, from the well-watered pastures of Israel, for an oblation, and for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to make atonement for them, saith the Lord Jehovah. All the people of the land shall be held to this heave offering for the prince of Israel, and it shall be the prince's part to supply the burnt offerings, and the oblation, and the drink offering at the feasts, and at the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, in all the solemnities of the house of Israel. It is he that shall prepare the sin offering, and the oblation, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings, to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, in the first month, on the first of the month, thou shalt take a young bullock without blemish, and thou shalt purge the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering, and put it upon the posts of the house, and upon the four corners of the settle of the altar, and upon the posts of the gate of the inner court. So thou shalt do also on the seventh of the month for everyone that erreth, and for the simple, and ye shall make atonement for the house. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, ye shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. And upon that day shall the prince offer for himself and for all the people of the land a bullock for a sin offering. And the 7 days of the feast he shall offer a burnt offering to Jehovah, 7 bullocks and 7 rams without blemish daily for the 7 days, and a he-goat daily for a sin offering. And he shall offer an oblation of an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and oil a hin for an ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, at the feast, shall he do the like 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the oblation, and according to the oil.